Welcome to the Days of Praise podcast, a daily devotional by the Institute for Creation Research.
God, my personal Savior, and my spirit has rejoiced in God, my Savior. Luke 1:47. One of the most wonderful titles of the Lord Jesus Christ is that of Savior. This word, Greek soter, from which is derived our theological term soteriology, the study of salvation, occurs 24 times in the New Testament and is applied only to Christ. For there is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved, Acts 4:12. It occurs first of all on the lips of the Virgin Mary in our text today, when she realized that she had been chosen to be the mother of the Savior. It is significant that this first use of soter recognizes that our Savior can be none other than God Himself, God my Savior, and also that this fact should cause our spirits to rejoice as Mary's did. He becomes our personal Savior when we believe on Him like Mary. He is also the Savior of the world and the Savior of all men in the sense that His work on the cross is sufficient to save all who will receive Him. There are 8 other verses in the New Testament in which Savior is taken as synonymous with God. The final occurrence of Savior is one of these, and it is in one of the greatest doxologies of the Bible. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. Jude 1:25. There are many today who see the man Jesus as a great teacher and example, but reject his deity. There are many others who believe in a cosmic deity of some kind, but are unwilling to believe that he could become uniquely incarnate in a perfect man. How urgent it is that we believe and teach that our Creator must also become our Savior if we are ever to be saved. We must trust in the living God who is the Savior of all men, especially of those that believe, 1 Timothy 4:10. Then we can rejoice with Mary in God my Savior.
If you've enjoyed today's devotional, be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. And please rate and review so more listeners can find us. To support ICR's ministry, visit icr.org/donate. Your gift of any amount helps us reach others with biblical truth and encouragement. Thanks for listening. We hope you'll start each day with Days of Praise.